sir. Sir, please, bye. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Rohit Sharma is here to address the press conference. Please raise your hand and have everyone's mobile is on the sign. Yes, Pandit.
It's a privilege. By batting out 160 or did it ever cross to you that my school put in seven over the left?
No, see, not double 100. I was thinking to score as many runs as possible. I don't think about getting hundreds or 200s. I just want to go bat and score runs and get the team into good position. The three double 100s that I've got, I've never thought about getting them. So even now, in fact, Raidu was telling me from the other side that you can get double 100, but I was trying to just focus on the batting and not to think about how I'm going to get to double 100. I wanted to score runs and I wanted to make sure that we get enough runs, because CCI can be tricky in terms of chasing, but we bowled really well to get them out. But it never crossed my mind of getting a double 100.
Rohit, you shared more than 200 runs with Raidu. So as the vice captain of the team, how valuable was Raidu's knock? Because, India has been searching for the number 4 puzzle for a long time. So having finally scored 100, how important was that knock according to you?
I think very important. Hopefully, he has solved all the mysteries of number 4. I guess till the World Cup, there won't be any talk of number 4, I guess. I think he batted brilliantly, because at that point, a big partnership was needed and a perfect platform for him also to showcase what he's got. There was a pressure. Of course, losing top 2 batsmen, then building a partnership was important. So it was a pressure inning. I thought he responded really well to that situation. Batted freely. Once he got to 50, he started playing those shots. And we've known Raidu for a long time, and he can produce innings like those, what he did today. That's probably the reason, we got him at number 4. And he's not disappointed. Whatever opportunities he's got since Asia Cup, yeah. Now in this series, he's grabbed it with both hands.
Okay, since you scored that 100 in the Mushtaq Ali Trophy in 2007 over here against Gujarat, triple 100 against Gujarat, brilliant 100 against Rajasthan, I think in 2008 over here.
Yeah.
And now this knock. What is it about this ground that helps you play that way, as well as and where would you rate this knock amongst your other 150s that you?
Yeah, I've played a lot of cricket at CCI and I've always enjoyed batting here. Very good pitch, and you get value for your shots, fast outfield. So you don't need to try and hit too hard, you need to find those gaps, and that is something that I was trying to do. When you come to a ground where you've played enough cricket, you kind of feel confident going into the match, and that's probably was my mindset also before entering the field. I've played a lot of cricket here. I understand the pitch, the nature of the pitch, what it does when the spinners are bowling, what helps the spinner when the ball turns and things like that. So those kind of things are important to understand. And CCI, I've had a lot of opportunities to play here and I've done well. So it's just was going about and doing the same routine, what I do normally. And I don't want to rate any of my knocks, because all the knocks that I play, all the runs that I score for India are important. So I wouldn't rate any of my knocks.
Vishy, sir.
Yeah, Rohit, after 9 years, CCA made a pitch for a men's international match.
Sorry?
After 9 years, CCA made a pitch for a men's international match.
Yeah.
Did I get it right? And two, you said nobody should talk about number 4 and score about Bharti Raidu. Also
say
nobody should talk about his yo-yo test also.
Sorry?
Nobody should talk about his passing yo-yo
test also. Nobody should talk about it.
Yeah.
No, I think he's cleared.
He missed the England tour because he failed the yo-yo.
Yeah, that's why he was not there. Now he's here because he cleared it. So it's very simple. If you pass it, you will be playing. If you don't pass it, you won't be playing. As simple as that. Talking about the pitch, I think. Sorry, what was that question about
the
pitch?
They made a pitch after 9 years for a men's international match. So they got it right, isn't it, CCI?
Yeah, of course, ECI is always a high scoring ground, and it's always, if you closely look at this game, it was offering bowlers as well. There was some swing, there was some seam movements as well, and once you are set, it's batsman's paradise. You know, as you see in the first innings when me and Shikhar were batting, we were not finding it that easy because it was doing a little bit, and you can't just go out straight away and start playing shots. You need to spend some time. So, in my opinion, the pitch was on offer for both bowlers and the batsmen. So I think it was probably one of the best pitches that I've played in India.
Left three more pitches.
Could you talk about Khalil? How serious is his prospect for the World Cup, and what are you guys looking at him? Where does he stand? What are your views on him?
Khalil is a very promising prospect. You know, he started off from Asia Cup and he showed a lot of promise, which is probably why, you know, he's in the squad. And, you know, with the left-arm seamer, you always have that edge. When the left-armers come and bowl, and when they swing the ball the way Khalil did today, it's always going to trouble the batsman, no matter what sort of batsman he's bowling against. If he's swinging the ball the way he is, I think any batsman in the world will find it difficult when the ball swings. So I think he's maturing pretty fast. He understands his bowling, and the management also understands where he needs to be come the World Cup. World Cup is a long time, but there are going to be a lot of games before that, and I wouldn't say that the spot's guaranteed for anyone. You know, we still have lot many games to play, and you know, he's shown a lot of promise, and I hope he continues to do that, because it's only going to do better for us in coming games. Come New Zealand, come the World Cup in England, where the ball swings a lot, he might be very handy there.
Thank you.